After much speculation, the announcement has now been made official that Kamala Harris will be Joe Biden's running mate as the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. This is Lisa Berry, and there's already been a lot of reaction to that news, so we thought we would check in locally to see how that is playing out. So welcome to 89.1 WEMU, the president, CEO of the African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County, Joyce Hunter. Hi, Joyce. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Was that who you thought he was going to pick?
You know, it was. I was really kind of watching three or four different people and really thinking that based on her credentials and education, it probably would be her. But there were a lot of qualified women that he was taking a look at. But I was thinking it probably would end up being her, yes.
As an African-American woman, how significant do you think this is?
I think it's very significant. The fact that she is the first, she's not only the first black woman, but she's the first soft Asian-American woman and only the fourth woman of any race to be chosen as part of a major party, a presidential ticket, as vice president. I think it's essential. I mean, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
She's the first African-American woman, the first Indian-American woman, the first Asian-American. There's a lot of firsts going on here with Kamala Harris.
It really is, right. And even in terms of her career, she was the first in a lot of different areas of her career as well.
So you are a woman in leadership. You run a big museum in the Ann Arbor area. What's that like? How can she come across without people thinking, oh, she's too pushy or she's too assertive? Is it tough to be a woman, I guess, in charge is one way to put it in 2020?
Well, you know, I've had other experience other than serving as president, CEO of the African American Culture Historical Museum. So I think what happens is, once you've had the experience, you know how to deal with tough situations. And certainly I think that she'll be able to do that. I mean, when you first start in a leadership role, it is difficult. It doesn't always get easier, but certainly you develop skills, a skill set where you can cope and deal with situations as they come up.
How do you think people should look at her, though?
I think they should look at her as a person that's well-qualified, that can get the job done. And certainly, you know, the idea that we've got people in leadership roles now that don't really have the background and training that she's had, I think they should look at her as in a positive light.
You, Joyce Hunter, have some other connections to Kamala Harris as well. There's a sorority?
That's correct. She is a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. And we were founded in 1908. It's a group of professional African-American women. And so and our focus area, we have a number of focus areas, but one actually, first of all, serving the community. We're a service organization. But in addition to that, we support HBCUs. And she attended a HBCU, Howard University. So that's one connection. So I'm a link. I'm a member of the links. And that's AKAs. I'm also a member of the Lynx, and she's a member of the Lynx as well. Once again, it's a group of professional African-American women. The focus areas is on service. And one of the things about the Lynx this year as well is we always have national trends, and our national trend focus this year, a couple of things, is get out the vote and also on completing the census. So there's that connection, and also in terms of what our focus areas are, that fits very well.
Let's go back a minute. What's an HBCU?
Historical Blacks College.
Okay.
Right. And Howard University is one of the HBCUs.
And the Lynx?
The Lynx is another professional group of African-American women. We have chapters nationally and internationally, and we have over 12,000 members. And our focus area is on community. And this year, we have, like, international trends. We have trends, national trends, services to youth. But I focus on national trends because our focus this year is on get out the vote and also the census, the 2020 census.
Kamala Harris grew up embracing her Indian culture, but living, as she said, proudly as an African-American woman. Do you think that mixture of heritage is going to necessarily attract more people to go out and vote?
I would say yes. I just feel that, you know, we should be all working together as one. All this separation and division is really troubling to me. And I think if you could have somebody with different ethnic groups can embrace that person, I think it's wonderful. I find that, you know, as I when I worked as an educator, I loved the idea that I had a diverse classroom and I could learn and grow from learning and growing from those students and just in traveling. And so I think in this United States, we need somebody that can bring many of those groups together.
Some people are saying that she actually represents America in 2020 because of her diverse cultural background.
I would say yes. I just think I've always embraced trying to have different people in my lives, in my life and my circle of friends. I just think it's important because you learn and you grow. If you just stay to yourself and only stick with those that are just like you, then you don't learn and you don't grow.
So what example do you think this will set for young women and even young girls in the United States?
I think it would make them feel they can, you know, do whatever, do a variety of things. They can become vice president, become president. They can actually do almost anything they set their minds to do. It's just inspirational to see somebody in a role like that.
The whole campaigning is not yet underway. Do you anticipate this is going to, I don't know how to say this, make it, I don't want to say uglier, but more combative possibly?
I think it's already got combative once she was named.
Really? In what way?
Well, if you listen to some of the comments that's coming out of the White House, right away it wasn't like, welcome to the race. It was like, you know, very negative comments. So I think it's already there. And I think she's come prepared to deal with that.
Right. I think that's a fine line for any woman in office or in a high-profile position about how to come across strong and secure in who you are, but not being looked at as someone who's going too far, if you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think it's always, that's always a struggle or issue for women. If women show leadership and being assertive, then it's different than when men do it. So you always got to kind of walk that line.
Well, we will know for sure in just a few months from now. And Joyce Hunter, President and CEO of the African American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County, thank you so much for sharing your view with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa, for contacting me.